好琵琶你要跟花啊冰冰真是花是花Whenever it will shower Come on
Hello folks, this is Kraft Music Hall starring Asa Dennis Day McNulty.
Hey, Dennis, what's the idea of imitating me?
Imitating you? Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Al Jolson.
Well, gee, you can't be Al Jolson.
Why?
You're much younger looking than Mr. Bay.
You know, that's the nicest thing that's been said about me since I've been on this program.
Oh, I like to make people happy, even if I have to lie.
Dennis, that wasn't a bad imitation you did of me. How did you learn it?
Well, Mr. Benny insisted that I learn to imitate all the celebrities. It saves money on guest stars.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Don't tell me that all the guests you've had on the Jack Benny program were your imitations.
Benita, darling, will you bring me a crumpet, please? Bring me a hard one. I want to throw it at Jack Benny.
Dennis, how would you like to come and work for me, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jolson, but that would give me three shows. All those previews and rehearsals. Gee, I have to have at least one night a week off.
Oh, you got a girl, huh?
No, I'm finishing a sweater. You see, Mr. Benny doesn't allow his employees to go around with women because right away they start buying presents for them and spending money and then they want raises.
But Dennis, what do you do for women?
Practically anything.
Well, I just can't believe that Jack Benny won't allow you to go out with a girl.
Well, if you promise not to tell Mr. Benny, I did take a girl bowling once.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't my fault. She lied to me.
She lied to you? What do you mean?
Well, she said she was a boy.
Well, why didn't you speak up? You must have noticed there was something different.
Yeah, but I didn't want to embarrass him.
This boy is almost as sweet as I was when I was a boy. According to the movie of my life.
Mr. Jolson, if I did come on your show, what would you do with Mr. Levant?
Well, there wouldn't be any conflict there, son. Oscar is in a different field of music. You see, he's a great pianist.
A pianist? What does he play?
The piano, of course. Can you play piano?
No, but I'm sure I could learn. I'm a genius.
Uh-oh, another genius.
Did you mention my name?
I just said genius.
Same thing.
Gee, Oscar Levant. When I hear that name, I think of Shostakovich, Debussy, Tchaikovsky, Kachaturian.
When I hear the name, I just think of an unpressed suit.
Hey, Mr. Levant, you know who I am, don't you?
Sure, I hear you on the Bob Hope Show. You're Doris Day.
Oh, no, she's built differently. But, Mr. Levant, my mother loves you. In fact, she wishes you play the piano all night.
Really?
Yeah, my father snores something awful.
Why don't you try playing a Jolson record?
That could put them to sleep.
Look, Dennis, let's not have any more insults about my voice. Let me give you a little information, son. I was singing before you were born.
Gee, that's wonderful. I've only been singing since after I was born.
Isn't it wonderful the success a guy can make just because his voice doesn't change?
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. Just a moment. I was talking to Dennis about coming to work for me.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Levant. By the way, is this the only show you have?
Well, yes, it is.
Peasants, I have two shows.
Pig.
Oscar, will you sit down, Mr. Day and I are going to talk business. Now, Dennis, let's you and I get our heads together.
Well, there's two heads that are no better than one.
Dennis, look, why don't you come to work for me? I know you're doing well for a young fella, but, and it's really remarkable. You know, when I was your age, son, I had nothing. I remember I used to stand on the street corner singing with holes in my pants.
You've got them sewed up now?
Please, Dennis, I'm going to ask you once more. Are you coming to work on my program?
Well, Mr. Jolson, it wouldn't be right. I can't leave Mr. Benny. He needs me. He's so helpless. Why, just last night, the volume control on his electric blanket got stuck.
He didn't get burned, did he?
Well, we had to scrape him a little.
Well, Why is Jack so careless?
Oh, it's all on account of him not wearing his glasses. Since he got back from England, he's been wearing a monocle.
Oh, that kills me. Jack Benny wearing a monocle.
Well, it's not exactly a monocle. It's a lifesaver with a bifocal hole.